I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another episode of Muslim Lady. You are catching us from IRIB English Radio. And let me just take this opportunity to let you guys know, share this interesting piece of information with you, that this show is the only show of its kind on this network, on this frequency. And interestingly enough, I don't know if I've talked about this before in our previous episodes, like the cast and crew of Muslim Lady are basically all Muslim ladies, whether it's the producer, whether it's the sound engineer, whether it's our expert, whether it's the host, we're all women. We're all just getting together and, you know, trying to have an input, inshallah, a positive input, and discuss matters that relate to today's Muslim lady, and to help each other figure out the best way to live our lives under this title, and inshallah ta'ala contribute to our society and help improve the lives of ourselves and our lovely listeners. And of course, our shows currently are special programs on the occasion of the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And so our topics of discussion are basically rotating on that theme. So, salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum as-salam. How are you?
I'm well, Sister Radia. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm Radia Shamili. I'm a researcher in the field of women and family. I actually studied Islamic studies in the Az-Zahra University, or Jamaat Az-Zahra, as they say. It's a seminary for women in Qom. I've done my PhD in the field of Islamic studies, and my PhD dissertation has to do with comparative analysis between some of the topics in the realm of family and women in Shiite Islam and Catholicism. And for the past 10 years, I've been doing research in the field of women and family.
We've been spending some time with each other in the studio, and we've been discussing the, up till now, we were comparing basically the status and position
before and after the Islamic Revolution.
Exactly. And now we're trying to shift the focus more on the role, or perhaps even the key role that women played in forming the Islamic Revolution and helping it all. If we go back through history, and it's basically contemporary history too. Imam Khomeini passed away maybe a little over 30 years ago. And his books, his lectures even are still available, like the audios are still available. And if you look back, we can see how he praised women continuously in all his lectures and his writings, and how he appreciated their contributions and how he encouraged it as well. And how he was like always saying that not only should you not be confided to the walls of your home, but you should come out, you have to come out, like you once said, and you should contribute and you should help form your country's future, right? So let's talk about how that really was put into action. Mm-hmm. Like Imam Khomeini said one thing, but how did the women play it out?
Yeah. Just want to quote some part of Imam Khomeini's speech where he says, "You ladies coming to the streets and the courtyards of struggling, it is strength for the hearts of men as well. They will be encouraged by seeing you, by your presence in the streets. I was reading about this lady who lives in Abadan. Her name was Fatima. But I was reading about the activities that this lady had at the time of the revolution. There were many active women at that time. For example, one of the activities was that there were a couple of ladies who were the head of the Basij, the gatherings of women. They would organize them. They would tell them what kind of slogans to chant, you know, when to come. And it's very interesting that I was picturing myself in a scenario where I know that there are a lot of soldiers out there in the street with guns. And there were so many people who were martyred in the streets taking part in the demonstration. And a lot of these women who took part, they came with their kids. Like this lady Fatima that I'm talking about from Abadan, she used to come to the demonstrations with her four-year-old son. Really, I'm a mom and I have like a small daughter. And it's really courageous of them. It's really amazing. It's so fascinating to imagine the light of Iman in their heart was so strong that not only that they sent their husbands, fathers, and brothers to the streets and supported them, but they themselves took part in all these demonstrations.
Like their hearts were truly, truly illuminated by the faith
they believed really in the aim that they were pursuing. And they followed their heart until the last drop of their blood. They would lose the last drop of their blood in this way.
In the new series of this program, Muslim Lady, we listen to Sister Zainab and Sister Razia, who speak on the position and the role of the women in the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
There are so many documentaries in Iran where you read or you watch about all these men, all these religious personalities, a lot of the ulamas, of course, from different walks of life, who took part in demonstrations in the political activities, opposing the regime at that time. And they were put to jail and they were tortured. Everyone knows about the Savak system, you know, of being...
How brutal they
were tortured. So many of these women demonstrators were also imprisoned.
The officers, the agents
in the prisons, they were professionally trained under the CIA.
To torture the heebie-jeebies out of you.
Exactly. And we're talking about traditional Muslim society at that time. The Iranian society, following the political aim that they had in mind, they ignored any kind of threat, and they participated in all these demonstrations. And many times when their men, their fathers, brothers, or husbands were arrested and tortured, they were left without any news for days, weeks, and even months, and some for even years. And it's not a joke that at that time, all these women took the responsibility of the household. I mean, the economic responsibility, the training responsibility. I mean, the house was totally under the supervision of a single mom. It's really difficult.
Especially during those times of turmoil and unrest.
Yeah.
And they didn't know, like, if at any given moment an agent could just bust through that door.
Exactly.
And just, you know, assault her and her children.
Exactly.
For, like, a piece of information.
Yeah.
Or
they didn't know that maybe the next moment they would receive the news of the martyrdom of their father.
Or their husband.
Brother or their husband.
But... like you said, their hearts were so firm on something, you know, and they were so sure of what they were doing. And I think in many ways, it was how Imam Khomeini constantly encouraged them.
How he supported them mentally.
Exactly, exactly. Ideologically. How he constantly boosted
pumping their energy, pumping faith, pumping
exactly
aim into their lives. And, you know, Imam Khomeini was a character that not only had influence on the people of Iran, on the nation of Iran, but on the whole world. And the message of Imam Khomeini in the Islamic Revolution was a global, was an international message. So many people were touched by the way, by the school of thought of Imam Khomeini. And all that is rooted in the pure iman, in the pure faith of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, that no matter what situation he was so firm in his speech, he was so firm in his way that he was an ordinary man from a village. And he rose to be a leader of the Islamic nation, not only the nation of Iran, but of all Muslims.
Yeah, so many people were so inspired. So many women were inspired by this movement, by his ideology, by the mentality that he presented the world with, and how swiftly and beautifully he managed to direct this revolution all the way from France. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I mean, it really takes a lot of support from both sides. I mean, he was capable of supporting the nation all the way from France, and the nation was capable of supporting him all the way from Iran.
Exactly. And here, the women had a very outstanding position. For example, Imam Khomeini's messages, his revolutionary messages in the forms of either
cassettes,
yeah, they had it back then, or in the forms of announcements written down, typed. So a lot of these women in the basements of their houses, they were assistants of their fathers or husbands or brothers, typing or recording all these cassettes
and then distributing them. Exactly. And it was a really risky job, especially for a woman.
If they were caught up.
Exactly. Because, you know, the worst that can happen to a man is that he gets the living daylight beaten
exactly.
out of him.
Yeah.
But women, it's really not that simple.
Exactly.
Unimaginable things could have happened to her. But
especially in terms of sexual matters.
Exactly, her modesty,
modesty.
Exactly my point. And that really sort of throws me back to the time of Islam, mm-hmm. when Islam had first come to the Arabic mm-hmm. Peninsula. And this time of Sumayya, mm-hmm. the wife of Yasir, mm-hmm. and how she endured all that pain and all that torture.
While she was pregnant.
And, you know, and at the end she got martyred, but she did it all yeah. for Islam,
yeah.
like, unfailingly.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, that's where these women found their inspiration from. That's all the time we have for today's segment. Thank you so much, Sister Razia. It was an absolute pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for being with this Islamic Revolution's special of Muslim Lady. May your moments be blessed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger to Allah.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.